We begin the current daf Maseches Brachos, daf Yud Zayin. We begin four lines from the top. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, which was saying about all these different Talmid Chacham, about the tefillahs they used to say after they finished their Shmoneh Esrei. They each had their unique tefillah, and it was sometimes specific for their own, so to speak, tachlis in the world, whether they were Marbitz Torah or Makariv or an usher, a wealthy person. Each one had their own unique tefillah, but the main idea was that they had a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we, on, so to speak, a lower madriga, incorporated many of their personal pleas, their tefillahs, into our tefillahs that we say on different occasions throughout the year. So the Gemara continues. Rabbi Alexandri busted Sloise Mahachi. Rabbi Alexandri, after he finished davening, he said the following tefillah. That you should place us in an illuminated corner. Don't put us in a dark corner. And our heart should not be pained. And our eyes should not become darkened. And that is obviously to be able to see the light of Torah and to be able to live in light and not in darkness. Some say that no, that tefillah was not said by Alexandri. Rather, that tefillah was said by Rav Nuna. After he finished davening, he said the following tefillah. And as we know, the Gemara many times is very meddactic, very meticulous. And that's how our Masorah is very pure, because they said who said what, and it was very, so to speak, they were very careful about to have the tradition exactly as it was said. So his tefillah was as follows. Ribbono Olamim, Master of the World, Golub Yadu Lefenecha, Sheretzeinenu Lasas Ritzenecha. It's revealed and it's known in front of you that our will is to do your will. We really want to. Umima Akev, so who's holding us back? Why don't we do your will? And that is for two things. Sa'ur Shabi'isa, it's the yeast in the dough. B'shibid Malchis, and it's the subjugation to the different regimes that are there in the world. And Rashi explains that Sa'ur Shabi'isa, the yeast in the dough, is a reference to the Yitzhahara that's in our heart. He, so to speak, makes it into a type of element of like chametz. And then the Shibid Malchis, that's really the internal, then the external, these two elements that prevent us from doing the Ratzon Hashem, even though that's really truly what we want. And therefore he ended off, that we should be saved from their hands, both from the elements that prevent us from inside and from outside. And we should return to do the statutes of your will with a complete heart. The Gemara continues with another Amar. Rava basad slice mahachi. When Rava finished davening, he said the following. Elokai, atchalein etzarte enechadai. My God, up until I was created, I wasn't worthy. And that is, I wasn't worthy at all to even be created in the first place. Now that I was created, that I was formed, it's as if I wasn't formed. And that is, what is my worth? It's as if I was never formed in the first place. I am dust in my life, and definitely when I'm dead, that for sure I'm going to be dust, because then literally a person returns to dust. I'm in front of you, Hashem, like a vessel full with shame and with humiliation. Maybe you will that I don't sin anymore. And what I will sin in front of you, you should obliterate with your great mercy. But not through suffering and through very difficult sicknesses, through serious sickness. And the Gemara comments that that feel of a high vidud Rav Amnun Nezuta b'yom Kippur, that was the vidui. That with the confession that was said by Rav Amnun Nezuti on Yom Kippur, and so to us, we say this together with the vidui on Yom Kippur. The Gemara continues, Marbered Ravina, ki avim mesayim tzlusi amochi. When Marbered Ravina finished his davening, he said the following, Elikai nitzor l'shoin mira. God, guard my tongue from saying evil. Usfosai midaber mimor. My tongue and my lips from speaking deceit. For the Mekalai, and to those that curse me, nafshi sidim, let my soul be silent. And let my soul be like dust to everybody. And Taisa explains that the reference to dust is just like dust. It can never be totally obliterated because it's just dust. You can't destroy dust. So too, let it be the will that my children should never be destroyed from this world. As the Pasuk said, the bracha to Avram was that your children will be like the dust of the earth. What's so great about dust is that it can never be destroyed. It will always be, the earth will always be there. So then he continued, Psach libi b'sarisecha uve mitzvisecha tudev nafshi. Open up my heart to your Torah, and after your mitzvahs, after your commandments, let my soul run. V'satzileinu mipegera, and save me from an evil mishap, mi'etzahara, from the evil inclination, umi'isharam, from an evil woman, umi'kalroyis ha'mistrakshis lo v'loilam, and from every evil that is chancing upon the world. V'chalachish malai ro, and all those that think upon me evil, Mehira hafer atzasam v'kalkel machshavtem. Let it be speedily that you nullify their counsel and that you disrupt their design. Yigularatze nimrei fi v'hegyun libi lifenecha. Let it be favor in front of you, the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart. Hashem tzuri v'goyali, Hashem my rock and my redeemer. And most people will recognize this, that this is the tefillah that we say every day in our Shemoneh Esrei afterwards, basically, the bulk of it. Some of the words we don't use, and we use it by Birchas HaShachar, after the Birchas HaShachar. Now we continue with another Amayri of Sheishis, Ki Hava Yosef B'Tanis, when he would sit in a fast, so Basa D'Matzli Amahachi, after he davened by the fast, he would say the following, Ribbono Olam, Master of the World, Golav L'Fanecha, B'Zman Shal Beis HaMikdash Kayim, it's revealed in front of you that at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Adam Chayti, a makriv carbon, the person would sin, and what would he do? He would bring a carbon, a sacrifice. The only thing they would bring from the carbon would be the fats and the blood, and still that would be a kapara, it would be an atonement for that person. The achshav yushavti b'tainis b'nismayt chel b'vedomi, and now that I sat in a fast, and I didn't eat all day, and it was diminished from my fats and my blood supply, let it be in your will, Hashem, that it should be that my blood and my fats that were diminished, let it be as if I had brought it on the Mizbeach for you and let you show me favor. And that was due to the fact of the fast that he had, and he was, so to speak, fine-tuning his tefillah, as we said, that tefillah is supposed to be a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and actually conversing with Hashem. Rabbi Yechonon Kevin Mesayim Sifra de Iyov Omer Hachi. When he would finish the Sefer of Iyov, which is since Iyov, he was, when he passed away from the world, he passed away with a shame toy, but a good name. So therefore, he took upon that chance to say the following tefillah. He said, Seif Adam Lomus, Beseif Behem Leshchita. The end of man is to die, and the end of an animal is for slaughter. V'hakol L'misa Yemayim, and all of them are poised for death. And therefore, Ashe Misha Gadol Batayra, praiseworthy is someone that grows up in Torah and is toiled in Torah. And he makes it, so to speak, something that's pleasant for his creator. And that he grew up with a good reputation and that he departed from the world with a good reputation. And that he says, Shlomo HaMelech says in the Pasuk in Keheles, Toiv Sheim Mishem and Toiv. A good name is better than good oil. And the day of death is better than the day of birth because he's actualized his potential and has become who he's supposed to be. And that's commensurate and that's parallel together with having a good name about all the work that a person's done. And that's why he said this tefillah after this, so to speak, this bakasha, so to speak, after he finished Sefer Iyov, to talk about the greatness of a shame tov of being passing away with a good name. So now the Gemara says different things that other Talmid Chacham would commonly say. Margalah b'pumin de Reb Meir was customary in the mouth of Reb Meir that this was he would constantly reiterate this statement, and that is Gemar b'chol avavcha v'chol navshcha. You should learn with all your heart and with all your soul. Ladas is derachay. In other words, like so to speak, Hashem saying that you should know my way, my path. This is what Hashem wants. Belishkod al dalsi tarasin. You should be industrious on the doors of my Torah. In other words, you should constantly be banging down the doors of the Beis Medrash. You should watch the my Torah in your heart. Opposite your eye should always be, you should always fear me. Should watch your mouth from any sin. You should always purify and sanctify yourself from any trespass and any sin, any iniquity. And I will be with you in any place. And this is what the Reb Meir would always say. He would always say that this is, so to speak, what Hashem's asking from the person. He said, just do all these things that I ask of you and purify yourself and sanctify yourself, and then I'll be there for you, and everything you need will be taken care of. It was customary in the mouths of the rabbinic students in the Talmudic Yeshiva of Yavne that they would say the following: Ani Beria v'chaver Beria. I'm a creature. And my friend is a creature, which is I who learns Torah all day. I'm a creature. So too my chaver, my friend, who's an amar, it's an unlearned person. He's also a creature, and that is ani malachti beir, v'hu malachti besadim. My work is in the city, and that is I have it very easy, so to speak. And he works out in the field. He works a hard day at work. Ani mashkim lemalachti, v'hu mashkim lemalachtoi. I get up early to do my work. He gets up early to do his work. And here's the punchline: k'shem shehu einem esgadu b'malachti. just like I don't distinguish myself, just like he doesn't distinguish himself in my work, so too I don't distinguish myself in his work. And that is, we both don't try to take each other's profession to become great and to make a name for ourselves. However, here's the disclaimer. And maybe you're going to say that it's correct that what he's doing, that he doesn't try to come into the yeshiva and be the Talmid Chacham that I am. Because if he would try to come into the yeshiva, he doesn't have an open heart to learn so well and to have that clarity of mind, and therefore he wouldn't learn so much, and therefore he wouldn't get reward. So it makes sense that he should go into business, into the work that he's doing, because he has no place being in yeshiva. So that's what they would say, no, that's not the case. Because Shininu, we learned that Echad Amarbe ve'Echad Amamet u'Bavad She'chameli b'Lashamayim. And we learned that there is the same reward for someone that does a little as someone that does a lot. And the main idea is that he focuses his heart to heaven. And we learned this by the Indian of Karbanos, that we find that a mincha has the same like other Karbanos, although it's something, a very simple flower offering, that as long as the intent of the person, he's focusing all his energy and all his potential into that, he gets the same reward as someone that has done a lot. And therefore, it's not true. The one who is out working, he can go into the yeshiva and do the same thing that I'm doing. And that was their, so to speak, the humility that they were practicing and understanding that they're no different than anyone else that's fulfilling their potential. The Gemara continues, Margila b'pumid abaya. It was customary in the mouth of Abaya the following statement. La'olam yehi adam orim b'yira. A person should always be cunning in fear. And that is, you should do all different types of different techniques to try to get to the fear of heaven. You'll do whatever it takes to get it. And you should be cunning in it. Manarach meishiv chamas. So he would quote this pasuk that a gentle reply turns away the wrath. Umar b'shalom im echav v'im kareiv v'im kaladim. The person should always foster peace with his brother, his relatives, with every single person. V'afil im nachri b'shukin, even with a gentile in the market. And the reason is k'dei she ohov l'mala v'nechmad l'mata, that it should be beloved above in Shemaim, and it should be desirable down here on earth. V'hei mekubal al habris, and that it should be accepted by all men. And therefore, he would say all these different ideas, that a person should be cunning in fear, he should speak softly, and he should always chase after peace, even for a gentile in the marketplace. And then the Gemara comments that Amar olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, related to this idea about that a person should always try to inquire about someone else's, how he's doing first. He should greet people first. Then no one ever greeted him first. Even a Gentile in the marketplace didn't say, hello, Rabbi, before he had already said, hi, how you doing? He would get him first. Gemara continues, it was customary that Rava would say the following phrase. The purpose of wisdom is not in and of itself. Rather, it's for tshuva, for repentance, and for good deeds. And that's the whole idea, that's the ikra of Torah, that it should be tshuva ma'isim tovim. And the reason is as follows. That a person, a child, should not read and learn, and that he's going to rebel against his father and his mother and his rabbi. It's not the idea to have just the intelligence. The tachlis is, that you should have placed it upon your heart. It should be internalized and should be integrated. And he will also be mevait ubemishu gadol mimenu b'chachma v'minin, and he's also going to rebel against someone that's greater than him in wisdom and in numbers. And therefore, the main idea, the tachlis of wisdom, is not the wisdom per se, but rather the tshuva ma'isim tovim shenema, as it says in the pasuk, reishish chachma yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem. That's the beginning. That's the prerequisite. Seichel tov l'chaloi sehem. That it's a good understanding for all its practitioners. And the Gemara makes a drush on that. It doesn't say for those that practice the Reishis Chachma. Rather, it says for their practitioners. What does that mean? What's the hem, lo'isei hem? And the drush is, lo'isim lishma, v'loi lo'isim shaloi lishma. When is it seichel tov? When is it a good understanding? Only for those that do it lishma for the sake of Torah, and not for those that don't do it for the sake of not Torah. In other words, like the Tzlach explains, that lo isehem, for their practitioners, in other words, it makes themselves. Lo isehem, they make themselves. Only when you learn Torah Lishma are you making yourself into the person that you're supposed to be. And that's the same idea that we're saying, that's not just to learn Torah and to know and to be able to handle mafalfel and Torah. That's not the main idea. The main idea is to change the person that you are, and not to be mavait and to kick and rebel against people greater than you in numbers and in wisdom. And the Gemara finishes off that v'chalo isa shaloi lishma, and so far that is someone that does the Torah shaloi lishma, not for its sake, noich lo shaloi nivra. It would be better that he would not have been created in the first place. So Rashi explains that it's talking about a person that's not learning to be mekayim the mitzvahs, rather lekanter, to just spar with people and to say, oh yeah, you think you know that, and they'd show he'd be upmanship. And Taisa explains, Taisa asked the question, how can we say that if you learn Shalei Lishma, it's better that you weren't created? There's a famous Gemara that says, La'ulam yasagad mitayr v'mitzis, afele Shalei Lishma. A person should always toil in Torah and mitzvahs, even Shalei Lishma, not for its sake, because Shemitayr Shalei Lishma balishma, that through learning Shalei Lishma, you will eventually, as a ladder, get to the Madrega that you'll be learning for its own sake. So how can we say here that it would be better that you're not created? So Taisa answered, Yishleima, that here we're talking about a certain type of Shalei Lishma. There's two types. Here, like Rashi says, you're doing it lekanter chaver, you're doing it just in spite of other people to make light of them. And there it's talking about that he's learning that people should honor him for ulterior motives, but not for negative ulterior motives. More, so to speak, neutral, that it's not how it should be, but it's not for a negative purpose. However, here when we're saying that it's better not to be created, it's when it's being used for a negative purpose. The Gemara continues, Margila b'pumim b'derav. Rav would customarily say the following phrase, Loi ko'il mazeh ho'il mabo. That it's not like this world will be the world to come. And he wanted people to keep in their mind what we're talking about, what we're working for, the olam haba, what it is. Ha'olam haba imboi lo yachila v'leishtil. If the world to come doesn't have eating, doesn't have drinking, v'lo yperivya, no procreation, v'lo yimasa matin, there's no business, v'lo yikina, there's no jealousy, v'lo yisina, there's no hatred, v'lo yitachris, there's no rivalry. So what is it? What is the whole world? It's everything that we know. El tzadikim yeshrin, the righteous are sitting, v'atre seim b'rishim, and their crowns are on their head. Obviously, this is, so to speak, metaphorical. V'nen meziv ha'shchina, and they're delighting in the radiance of the divine presence. Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, v'yechazu eser l'kim, and they gazed at a god, v'yuchlo v'yishtu, and they eat and they drank, which means that they were sated from the glory of the divine presence as if they ate and drank. In other words, whatever pleasures we know in this world, it's nothing, it's just an emanation, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were going to actually derive direct pleasure from the divine presence. And that's what it says, that v'yechazu is as if they ate and they drank. Now the Gemara continues, G'doyla haftocha sheftichas nakadosh baruch hu l'anashim, yisim l'anashim. That interesting, that there's a greater promise that was guaranteed to women by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to men. As it says in the pasuk, Shenemar, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Noshim shananos, you women who are at ease, Koimna, rise up, Shemana koili, hear my voice, Vonos voitches, the confident daughters, Hazenim Rasi, listen to my words. And that is, as we see from the pasuk, that they call shananos, that the women are called those who are at ease, because they, when someone has a guarantee, when you're confident you're going to win or whatever you're going to get, so you're not, you're at more at ease and you're confident. And that's what it says, that Bonos Boitches, that they were the confident ones, because there's a greater guarantee that was told to the women than it was told to the men. And the Gemara explains that, interesting, that where does the women, what is their guarantee from? What is their tachlis? If it's not as the men, so where does their Olam Haba actually come from? So the Gemara explains, Amalei Rav L'Reb Chiya, Noshim B'mai Zachin, in what merit do women get Olam Haba? And the Gemara explains that, and some of the Farshim say that this is the reason why they have a greater haftacha, a greater guarantee, so to speak, because they just have to do their part. They don't have to learn, per se, and, so to speak, have the challenges that men have. Rather, they do their part, and they're automatically guaranteed, which are, Bakra'ayu b'nayu l'beit k'nishta, regarding bringing their children to the Beis HaKnesses, which in those days the children would learn by their Rebbe in the Beis HaKnesses, in the shul, to bring them to learn Chumash, Uvasnuyi gavraya berabanan, and sending their husbands to the yeshiva, to the Beis Medrash, to learn Mishnayis and Gemara. Vinatrin le gavrayu ad osim berabanan, and it's they're waiting patiently for their husbands to come home from the yeshiva. In other words, in those days they gave them permission to go far away to another city to go ahead and learn Torah. And that merit and that reward, they get Olam Haba, which is a greater haftacha than the men. The men, so to speak, have to work and learn, they have to achieve certain goals. The women, all they have to do is to maintain that status quo, so to speak, and they don't have to. It's like Yishachar Zevulun, that Smach Zevulun B'tzisacha, that the Mefarshim say that he's already happy when he works, because even if Yishachar is not going to learn, he's doing his part. And that's the great haftacha that the women have, that they just have to wait for their husbands and to send their children off to the yeshiva and encourage their husbands to go ahead and learn. So now the Gemara says, K'avamiftiri Rabbanah Mibir Abami, when the Rabbanu, when the students of the Yeshiva Rabbami would leave from one or the other, so they would take permission, you have to take permission from your chaverim to leave and to go back to your house and to your country. So they would say the following thing. Some said it was from the Yeshiva Reb Chanina. Amri lehachi, they said the following. You should see your world in your life, and that is all your needs should be found. And your end should be for the world to come. And your hope should be for many generations. Your heart should ponder with understanding. Your mouth should speak wisdom. And your tongue should bring forth song. That your eyelids should look straight before you. And they should be enlightened with the light of Torah. And your faith should shine with the brightness of the sky. Your lips should utter knowledge. And your kidneys should rejoice with might. And your feet should run to hear the words of the Ancient of Days, which is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what they would so to speak, give this bracha to their chaver who they were learning in yeshiva, and they would go home, they would give these things basically that a person should be on the straight, forward path, on the yosher to understand Torah, kahalacha. This is the tefillah they would give to their chaver when they would leave. So the Gemara says a similar custom from other b'nei Torah, kev miftu rabbanim mebe Rav Chisda, when they would depart, the students from the yeshiva Rav Chisda, of Amri lo mebe Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, some say it was from the yeshiva Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amri lehachi, they would say the following. They would quote the pasuk in Tehillim, Alufeinu mesuvalim v'gomer. They would say that our leaders that are laden, etc. And the Gemara is going to explain now the entire pasuk. And the pasuk says, Alufeinu mesuvalim, that our leaders who are laden ain't parrots. There's no breach. Ve'en yoitzis, is no one going out. Ve'en tzvacha berchav yisainu, there is no outcry in our streets. The Gemara is going to explain now in detail what is the understanding, the deeper meaning when they would quote that pasuk. Alafeinu mesubalim, our leaders that are laden. So Rabbi Shmuel, there's a machlis in Rabbi Shmuel. Ve'amri la Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, some say that it was those Amaram that argued. Chad amar alafeinu b'tayra u'mesubalim b'mitzvah. One said what it meant is our leaders in Torah and those that are laden with mitzvahs. V'chad amar, and the other one said alafeinu b'tayra v'mitzvahs, our leaders in Torah and mitzvahs u'mesubalim b'yisurin, and that are laden with suffering. And as we saw in a previous gemara, that someone that's a mitiras chaslam dana, that he has yisurim and he learns Torah, is a great level. So they're saying alufeinu and mesubalim, that they're leaders in Torah, and that goes together with their suffering. And that's the bracha they were giving him, that he's a great person. We continue on to Amud Beis. Ain parrots, when the pasuk says there's no breach, what was the tefillah they were saying to their chaver? Shleitei siyaseinu k'siyaseh shel David, that let our company not be like the company of David, shiyatsim imen achitayvu, that out of that company came achitayvu, which Tosfos explains that he caused a breach in the Malchus Beis David. And that's what it says, ain parrots, that we shouldn't have such a someone among us like that. Ve'ein yoitzis, and no going out. That is, shaloitei siyaseinu k'siyaseh shel shol, let our company not be like the company of Shol HaMelech. Shiyatsim imen adoeg adoemi, that from his company came adoeg adoemi. The Tosfos says that he was a yoitzis, that he went out into depravity, as the Gemara in the Chelik says, and therefore that's what no one should be going out, so to speak, going off like the derech. Ve'ein tzvach, and there's no outcry. Shleitei siyasein kisiyasei shal Elisha, that our company should not be like the company of Elisha. Shiyatsim imen gechazei, that out of him came gechazei, which Tosfos explains that he was a mitzayra. And as it says in the pasuk regarding a mitzvah, that tamei tamei yikri, he has to tell people that he's tamei and you should stay away. And that's the tzvacha, that's the outcry, that is screaming to people, making noise, that you should stay away from him. So we shouldn't have someone that should be like that. Berchav yiseinu, in our streets, shleheilonu ben oitame, that we shouldn't have a child, a son, or a student, shemakdiach tavshi lebram, that he burns his dish in public. We shouldn't have someone that disgraces us doing these types of things in the street. So this was the thing that they would say. These were the different statements that people would customarily say. And these were the aphorisms and when they would say when they would depart from each other. Now the Gemara continues with another pasuk that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel or some say Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliezer, as we had in the previous Gemara. Says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shimu elai abir elev. Listen to me, those who are fierce-hearted, harachokim mitzdaka, that are far from righteousness. So what does that mean, that they're the fierce-hearted that are far from righteousness? Rav Shmuel, there's a machlikas Rav Shmuel, va'amrila, and some say it's a machlikas Rabbi Yochanan Rebbe Laza. Chad amar, kol olam kulay nizoynim mitzdaka. Now one of them said, the whole entire world is sustained through the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not in their own merit. However, Veheim, the Abiri Lev, the fierce-hearted, the Tzadikim, Nizayinim Bezrai, they are sustained through their own strength. And the Pasuk is talking about Tzadikim, they're called Rechaikim, they're far from the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they don't, so to speak, have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzedaka, they merit it on their own. V'chadam, and the other one says, Kol Olam Kulay Nizayinim Bezchusam. The whole entire world is sustained through their merit, in other words, the merit of the Tzadikim. And the tzaddikim themselves are not sustained even in their own merit. In other words, the tzaddik, for some reason, doesn't even get his own basic necessities, and only through difficulty does he have his own panasa, as the Gemara explains. Every single day, a heavenly voice emanates from Har Sinai. And it says the following statement. The whole world is sustained because of my son Chanina. And my son Chanina, it's enough for him, a kav of carobs from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. In other words, he almost doesn't have enough to sustain himself, in spite of the fact that the whole world is sustained through his merit. However, the Gemara says, Upligid Rabbi Yehuda, that this argues on Rabbi Yehuda, that he learns that a Biri Lev is not like these two Amiram, that it refers to Tzadikim, rather, it refers to the Rishon. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, mana biri lev. Rabbi Yehuda said, who are these fierce-hearted? Goivoi tifshoi, they're the foolish goivoi, which was the name of a certain culture in Bavel. And the Gemara of Maseches Kedushin says that they came, they were descendants from the Nesinim, which were those that, so to speak, did a half-hearted conversion to Klal Yisrael. And fierce-hearted could be either tzaddikim, as we said, and he says that it's a reference to Rishon, they're fierce, they're not interested in repenting and in becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amr Rabbi Yosef Teder, Rabbi Yosef said, you should know that they're Rishon. There was never once that one of these Goivoi converted to Klal Yisrael, in spite of the fact of their close proximity to the Bnei Yisrael and seeing their Kedusha and their purity of life. So the Gemara says something similar to this. That Amr Ravashi, Bnei Mosa Mechasya, Abir Leib Ninu. Ravashi said that the residents of Mosa Mechasya, they're the fierce heart, they're Rishon. And why is that? They see the beauty of Torah two times a year, and that is that the whole Klal Yisrael would gather in the month of Adar to hear the halachas of Pesach from the drush of Rav Ashi, and they would gather in El to hear the halachas of Sukkos. And there was never once that one of them converted to Klal Yisrael, and obviously they were showing because if they should have been turned on, so to speak, by the beauty of Klal Yisrael and seeing them twice a year gathering to hear the words of Torah. Now the Gemara returns to the Mishnah that spoke about a machlokes regarding chasn and meritza likris v'chulu. If a chasn wants to, although we said he's potter from saying krishma the naivas chasna, if he wants to, he's allowed to. However, we had Reb Shimon Gamliel that he argues and he says that no, that loy kala roitza litalas Hashem, not whoever wants to take the name of Hashem is allowed to. As Rashi says, that unless if he's not established to be a chacham and a chassid for the public, that's only a simon of gaiva. It's like haughtiness that he's showing by himself that he could have kavana, and he's making himself out to be a tzaddik. So what is this machlek is whether you could take the shame and say kriya shema, or you cannot, like Reb Shimon Gamliel says. So the Imam wants to say lememra the Reb Shimon Gamliel chayish liyura. It would seem to be in the Peshat and the Machlekes that Reb Shimon Gamliel, he's concerned for the suspicion of being haughty, and that's why he says not everyone could say Kriya Shema the night of his Chasna. And Rabbanan are not concerned for that, and therefore they let anyone who wants to say Kriya Shema the night of his Chasna to do so. However, the Gemara says, V'ipcha Shamin Lehu, it would seem to be that we heard exactly the opposite. That now we learn the Mishnah regarding doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av. There is a Machlekes and there's different customs about doing work on Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah says, "Mokim shenogu lasis malacha b'tisha b'av oisin." In the place where the custom is that they do work on Tisha B'Av, then you could do. "Mokim shenogu shalei lasis ein oisin." In the place where the custom is not to do work, then you cannot do work. However, v'chol mokim, every place, either wherever it is, tamid chacham b'teilim. A tamid chacham is on a higher standard; he should be idle from doing any work. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "La'olam Yasa kol adam es atzmei ketama chacham. A person should always make himself like a tama chacham. In other words, that he should always be art of work. He should, so to speak, strive and therefore hold himself on that level to be like the tama chacham. So the Gemara says, kasha drabba narban, kasha Rebbe Shimon Gamliel ad Shimon Gamliel. That we have Rebbe Shimon Gamliel over here not being concerned to be, so to speak, acting like a tama chacham, whereas by us, by Kriya Shema, he was concerned, and the Rabbanan by us were not concerned, and here they are concerned, and they don't let everyone be a tama chacham. So the Gemara, the first answer says, it's true, the opinions are reversed, and we have to reverse it, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel always holds that he's concerned, and the Rabbanan are not concerned. You have to switch around the statements. However, the Gemara gives a second teretz, Rav Shisha Bari Davidi Amar Lo'ilam Lo'itach, we don't switch it around. So how do we resolve the contradiction? Regarding Kriya Shema, which we said that Rabban are not concerned that everyone could say, is because everybody is reciting Kriya Shema. Everyone, that's the chasna, everyone's definitely Ma'ariv. He's also reciting it. That doesn't look like Gaiva because he just looks like everybody else. Over here, by regarding doing malacha on Tisha B'av, keeping the kol alma avdi malacha, everybody's doing work, everyone's out at work. Fiihu ka'avad, he's suddenly in Beis Medrash all day and he's sitting and he's not working. Mechzikura, he sticks out. He looks like he's special, he's something different, and therefore looks like being a bal gaiva. And the same is also regarding Mishim Gamliel. That Hasim over there by Hasim on saying Kriya Shema the night of his chasna, bechavona talya milsa. What does it hinge on? Depends on if you could focus. And we, so to speak, say testimony that we know he can't focus his das because he's so busy with his chasna, with doing the first mitzvah of Pervirivya, that he can't focus, and therefore it's obviously gaiva. But regarding here doing malacha Tisha B'Av, although everybody's working and he's not, whoever sees is going to say he has no work. And that is, if he sees he's not doing any work, he's not going to know that it's because of Tisha B'Av that he's saying he's staying idle. Rather, he has no work. And as the Gemara says, Pukkazi, and a famous phrase, go out and see, Kama Batluni Ikabashuka, how many idle people there are in the street. And even during work days, during the week, there's many people not working. So therefore, the fact that he's not working is not because it's showing that it's Tisha B'Av. It's maybe he doesn't have work that day. And therefore, that's not Mechzikura. And therefore, it's not a contradiction either way. The interesting Tosfos says, so what is the halacha? Tosfos brings from the Rach, that the halacha is like Rav Sheshes, because he's a Basra, he's from the later Amiram, and therefore the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he says that loy kolorot zelita sashem yitol, not whoever wants to say Kriya Shema v'nai v'schasen is allowed to, rather only if you're a chassid or a chacham, a regular person, so to speak, cannot say Kriya Shema v'nai v'schasen. And the reason is because wherever we say that the Rav Shimon Gamliel states an opinion, in our Mishnayos, it's always the halacha like him. Besides three exceptions, the Gemara in Ksuba says, from Arev, Tzidin, and Riach Reina. And that's how the Rach paskens. However, Tosfos ends, very important. He says, however, us, that any time we don't have Kavana, so even a Chassan is allowed to say Kriya Shema. And Tosfos says, Adrabba, Fakir, it's even the opposite. It would seem like Gaiva if you don't say Kriya Shema, because it would mean to say that I usually do have Kavana. So therefore, Tosfos says, Fakir, it would be Gaiva not to say, and therefore, as our minig is, that the Chassan does say Kriya Shema, even the night of the Chasna. However, Tosfos says, regarding doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, a person should not do malacha on Tisha B'Av, because like Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you should strive to be like a tama chacham. Hadnu halacha yikara, we end the second parak of Masechtas Brachos, which spoke about the halachas of Kriya Shema and the Birchas Kriya Shema. Now we begin the third parak Mishmeis. So the Mishnah begins speaking about those that are pata from Kriya Shema. There are certain exceptions of when a person is pata from Kriya Shema, and the Mishnah begins. Misha Meisei Mutu Lefanav. Someone that has his dead relative that's lying in front of him. Pata me Kriya Shema, umenat tefillah, umenat tefillin, umekal mitzvahs amos b'Torah. So he's exempted from Kriya Shema, and from tefillah, and from tefillin, and from all the mitzvahs that are written in the Torah. And that is, since he's busy with the machshava of burying his relative, that's similar to the Gemara we learned regarding a chassan that's pater because he's busy with the tirdav mitzvah regarding the first night of Pirvur Yivra. And because of that, since he's oisik in the mitzvah, he's pater from the mitzvah, even though it's just a machshava, but just like a chassan's machshava is a machshava of mitzvah that is tarred in, so too over here. Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi that the reason is from a pasuk of Laman Tisker that says, kol yemei chayech, all the days of your life, which is the days that you're busy with life and not the days that you're busy with the dead. And that's the pasuk that Yerushalmi brings, that when there's a dead person that you're busy with, you're pater from the chiyuv of Kriya Shema. Now the Gemara continues specifically regarding the actual procession of the burial. what a person's obligation is in Kriyat Shema when he's Pater. Noisei Hamita, the pallbearers, those who are carrying the coffin, V'chilufein, and those that replaced them, that was the custom, that they would constantly change people who would carry the coffin, because everyone wants to have a chance to merit the mitzvah of carrying the dead person to his burial place. V'chilufein, and those that replaced the replacements. So the halacha is as following. Eshelefnei Hamita, whether it's for those that are in front of the coffin, in other words, that they didn't get a chance yet, they're waiting for the, so to speak, the coffin to come to them. The Eshel Achar Mita, and those that are behind the coffin, that they already carried it, the halacha is, Eshelefnei Hamita, those that are still in front of the coffin, Tzarech Behem, and there's still a need for them to carry. So Peturim, they're part of from Krishma, again, if we need them to carry. The Eshel Achar Mita, however, those that are behind the coffin, so then even if Tzarech Behem, even if there's still a need for them, then Chayavim, they're obligated to recite the Krishma, since they were Yoytze their Chiv, from regarding the mace that passed away. Therefore, although there might still be a necessity, they're chayiv in Kriya Shema already. However, the Mishnah says, ve'elu ve'elu p'turim le'tfila, either one of them, the ones that are in front of the coffin and those that are already behind it, they already did it, either one is p'turim from tfila, and the reason is because tfila is not deiraisa, as is Kriya Shema and other mitzvahs. Now the Mishnah continues on later on in the procession, kibru es ha'meis v'chazer, once they buried the dead and they're coming back from the cemetery. So, if they can already start and end Krishma before that, they'll reach the row. And that is, the minig was that they would be menachem, they would console the oval in a circle, so to speak, that was in a row around him when he would come back from the kever. So, if they could finish up quickly before the avelim would come back, so then he should say the Krishma and yeschilu, he should start it. V'imlav lo yeschilu, if he can't finish before they already come back to be able to say hamokim minachem and do it for them in the street in the row, then the halacha is they should not start. Ha'imdim b'shura ha'panimi in peturim, those that are standing in the inner row, they're pater because they have to be menachem the avelim. V'chitzin chayim, those in the outer row, they are chayiv in kriyishma, because they're not speaking anyways, they're just, so to speak, part of the crowd, and therefore they could say the Krishma in spite of the fact that they won't be able to finish in time. It's only those that are in the inner row that are putter.